This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32
boobs. Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, before we get to Stat or Story,
here's the situation.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about Pinkgate. Have you guys been involved in Pinkgate yet?
We think.
What's Pinkgate?
Do you have a take on Pinkgate? We'll get to that.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Stay tuned, buddy.
If I Google Pinkgate, what will pop up?
Don't Google it. You don't want to know.
It's coming up. I Googled something controversial yesterday on our work computer.
What, bird herpes?
I was doing the daily double for the zigzag. No, it was worse. It was two girls, one for a drop. And
you wanted a drop from that video?
No.
Does that video still exist? Can you find it?
I don't know if you can. I was trying to get somebody to say it, and then I'm like, I pivoted out. I'm like, no, this is going too far, and I closed it. So if you search my history.
Ah, that shows up, huh?
Unfortunately.
That's why you searched it. Sure. That's what they all say. What do we got today, Swag?
Your first number is 8.
8.
Is it the number of consecutive wins by double digits in the NCAA men's tournament for the UConn Huskies, defending champions? Or is it the age and months of Daisy the Yellow Lab, who got her head stuck in a spare tire that New Jersey firefighters were able to extricate her from?
It's a stat bomb.
8 double-digit wins in the tournament?
Yep. Ran through it last year, and they've already won 2 games, so that would be 8.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Give me a stat.
Why is the bell so low?
Yeah, we need a louder bell.
What's up with the bell?
I want an emphatic correct answer.
Come on. There
you go.
Thank you.
Yes, they won all their games by double digits last year, and they've won their first 2 this year. The all-time record is 9 by Michigan State.
Who do they have in the Sweet 16 again? Remind me, San Diego State. So it's a rematch of the title game. They should house that San Diego State.
And San Diego State doesn't have as many weapons as they had a year ago. This is from our friends at the Huff Post. Daisy, an 11-month-old yellow lab, curious, wandering around her neighborhood, got her head stuck in a random wheel of a spare tire. So when firefighters showed up, they tried to go with dish soap. They tried some vegetable oil. That didn't work. And so Lieutenant Brandon Volpe said he remembered he had, what are the plasma cutters, which are used for cutting steel and metal at his home. So they put Daisy very carefully with the tire around her neck in a little wagon and pulled it to his house. They were able to use a fire blanket, comfort her, extricated her without any injury.
Is this a lawnmower tire? Because how does a dog get stuck in a vehicle tire?
I think it's just...
That dog's got to be massive.
He's got to have a big head.
Yeah. It's a big lab.
What, is this the Sandlot?
A little bit.
Something's not lining up with the story.
Now, it looks like one of those donut spare tires, too.
Not... That's still too big.
Yeah, I know.
You wouldn't think a head would fit in there.
But there you go.
Pull that out of context.
Sniffer got Daisy in trouble.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But everybody okay.
I love a good animal rescue video.
I love animal rescue.
You know ones that have you ever seen the one where they rescue an elephant in a mud pit? Have you seen that one?
No.
That one I haven't seen.
They have to use a legit claw excavator that you see at construction sites.
Yeah.
And they like get under, but you can't.
Yeah, they know that, and that's one of those big
nuts.
Ones, like a D10 or something, they gotta roll in there.
It's nuts to watch that.
One of the toughest things about having a kid is seeing the reaction of my dog.
What do you mean?
That dog's my shadow. He fought like every week. We are two peas
Bubba's
in a pod.
Bubba's not into full protector mode. Doesn't believe that thing belongs here full time.
He's incredibly jealous.
He's jealous.
When I'm like feeding and he can't sit on my lap, when I'm holding him, he's looking up. Like,
you know why? Because he's a pack animal. It's a hierarchy thing. So right now he's viewing your kid as a threat to where he is in the hierarchy.
Yeah, I'll give him some sniffs every now and then, like what's he got going on. But he genuinely wants nothing to do with that kid.
My dog does this to my youngest.
Yeah,
because she's still smaller, and so he feels like he can still push her around. He's like, I don't want to be the last one in this
pack. I'm higher on the food chain here.
Yeah. All right, your next number 393,109. 393,109. Is it the amount of fines in dollars that Dylan Brooks has doled out during his NBA career? Or is it the price in British pounds of a bottle of Macallan M sold in Hong Kong, making it the most expensive whiskey in the world? It is International Whiskey Day.
309?
Whoa.
Or 393,109.
That's a random ass number for either one of these.
109.
I feel like Dylan.
Story.
I feel like he's been fined more than that.
$393,000?
I mean, he's getting suspended all the time, all of his antics.
$393,000?
What's the average NBA fine? Like, what do guys get fined?
$10,000? $20,000?
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong on that.
It takes a lot to get fined, like, $50,000. I'm going to go story here. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, also, why would the fine be that specific of a number?
Well, this is the total that he's racked up over his 4 years.
Why
career.
Sure, but why like, would why scotch? Would it end up being, yeah.
Why would scotch be that number?
Because it could be a bid. You could bid on it, and that was the highest bid.
Touché.
I'm going to go story because of that.
Yep.
You guys are correct, but... including fines and suspension, $617,001.
Logic was right. Let's go. Yeah, suspensions count.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about game checks.
So
game checks.
Yeah, you're right. It's $2,000 per technical foul to start with, and then once you get over, they get...
the threshold, right?
$3,000, $4,000. Yeah. He's had four different one-game suspensions. So those are around $80,000 per. He's had a $35,000 fine for unsportsmanlike conduct for pushing a cameraman. He's had a $25,000 fine for not being available for media access. And he's had a $35,000 fine for, cussing out officials.
He's back in the flock. We've accepted him again.
Dylan the Villains, he's leaned into the role.
He's having a good year.
Are they still making... you remember they used to make in the summer for us when we were younger Disney movies? Like Disney yeah. original movies like Luck of the Irish.
Of course.
Johnny Tsunami.
Who could forget?
Brink. If they still make those, I don't know if they do. He needs to lean into this villain a little more and be like a bully in a movie. And just keep being Dylan the Villain. His whole brand needs to be this.
Dylan the Villain.
It is International Whiskey Day, so enjoy. Yeah. Pinkies up. Macallan, M Whiskey, sold at auction in Hong Kong, 393,109 British pounds. It's the most expensive brand of spirit in the world. More than half the whiskey is distilled in Spanish oak sherry casks between the 1940s and 1990s.
Mm.
She got some 80-year-old juice in there with a blend of whiskey.
I bet it tastes like whiskey. Burns on the way down. Everybody goes, oh, it's so smooth.
It's going to go down smooth.
It's like wine. Everybody lies about tasting.
What's
the
most you would pay for a bottle of hooch?
The most I don't drink anymore.
No, but if you're like,
bucks.
I want to have something,
yeah.
like a special occasion or something big happens,
50
and
bucks.
You want to celebrate.
How much is Knob Creek or
yeah, Bullet, Buffalo like, Trace? Or,
Buffalo that's, Trace. You guys aren't into...
No, God, no.
Okay. I don't drink.
Well,
I don't think it's, I mean, I just, to me, it's not worth it.
Okay.
I got my, one of the wife's uncles is a big, like, he collects all sorts of whiskeys and has this huge library of all these, and I love going over and, like, sampling different things to try them out. And if he would have asked me, like, hey, like, or if I would say, what's most expensive whiskey, I wouldn't be able to tell, I feel like, based on the taste.
It's like wine, I'm telling you. It's like wine.
Oh, you can tell the difference between
$200
no, you wine can. And $20.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, you can.
No, you use words like,
I think we need to do this summer. We need to have a wine tasting challenge of Jason Swigard where we do a cheap bottle, a middle bottle, and an expensive bottle.
Who's buying the expensive bottle?
Blind
Fush. We'll get Kim.
Bob.
Oh,
Kim, I'm sure that's going to go over well.
Yeah.
Come on. We got a lot of money hanging around. So we're going to go buy that. We're going to do them, and then don't tell them what order they're in.
Yeah.
He's blindfolded.
There we go.
Yeah. No sniffing allowed.
Nope.
No, just none taste. Of that. You just pure taste.
Okay. I can't wait for him to go, it's oaky and it's got depth. And then it's the middle bottle of wine.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your final number is 61. 61. Is it the number of threes Caitlin Clark has made in NCAA tournament games in her career? Or is it the rank of McGillicuddy's in U.S. Bet's ranking of the top 100 sports bars in the United States, the highest ranked spot in Portland?
You know, McGillicuddy's sponsored a baseball team for us in the minors, and they were the best team.
Did they?
They were a stacked-ass roster, and I didn't like them because of that. I was
Isn't
like,
funny?
McGillicuddy's.
Isn't it funny how you would, like Little League Baseball?
Do you remember your team sponsors?
Oh, I absolutely do.
We were Burgerville and the Farms,
yeah.
And minors, we were Western State Chiropractic College.
We used to always be Skybox Bar and Grill.
There you go.
RIP to the Skybox, a great spot that no longer exists.
Yeah.
Reliable Credit Union. That one for a couple of Semaphore. That was one.
That would be a fun thing to throw on Twitter for the locals. Do you remember the local company that sponsored your baseball team? Do you remember?
I never played Little League.
What?
Didn't do Little League?
No, man. I didn't play Little League. But I know a big one.
What
like
did
a,
you do?
Huh?
What did you do?
I took springs off.
But what did you do?
I had a lot of friends that played. I would go. But for when I was growing up, like the coaches were the most hardcore for Little League. Like, constantly screaming, and I'm like,
absolute
I
A-holes.
Don't need that. So I played soccer and basketball growing up.
Yeah, we need that. We'll throw that out on Twitter.
Nagel Glass was a big one in Lake Oswego Little League.
I love hearing the local companies that sponsored those things.
But your point is so spot on because there ends up being better teams or teams that you don't like, and you associate the company with it.
You did.
And you're anti that company because I hated that team.
Yep.
I'm going to go story. I don't even remember what the stat is. I'm going to go story.
61, Caitlin Clark's tournament threes.
Oh, yeah.
Or where's McGillicuddy rank in the top U.S.
You know,
sports
players? She has to have made more threes than that.
Well, there's the dirt logic. It might be back. It does feel like she's got a little bit more than that. 61 sounds about right for McGillicuddy's. I'll say stat.
Stat for, wait, you said 61 sounds right for McGillicuddy's, but you're going stat?
Well, I'm trying to be different.
You threw him for a loop there. That was a curveball.
I knew I'd confuse him there.
It's a story.
Yeah! Okay, there you go. I was right.
Caitlin Clark with 50.
No.
I was right.
This is Mr. Two Brackets. Yeah. That had him in the Final Four.
I told you.
She's got 58.
There you go.
The record is 61, and it is held by, hang on here, held by Diana Taurasi.
My majors team was Old Country Kitchen. We were
there you go.
Awful. Every time I drive past that place, I go, we won two games.
So, U.S.
They didn't pump enough money into your team, man. You didn't have enough free agency budget. Come on, Old Country Kitchen. What are we doing?
BetUS.com.
We're the Oakland A's.
They did the top sports bars in the United States based on reviews, beer, and hamburger prices. McGillicuddy's at 61. The highest ranked here in Oregon. Primetime Sports Bar in Springfield at 117. Spirit of 77 at 173. Sidelines here in Portland, 189. And the Independent, 249.
Mm. Rose Auto Wrecking. Rose City Auto Wrecking. Mm. They were the second best team in our league. Miller Paint was pretty good. I'm trying to think. God, I love thinking about this now. This is like naming former athletes for me.
It's a fun walk down memory lane.
Roundtable Pizza was terrible.
Yeah, our Roundtable Pizza team sucked.
That
too.
Was the one team we
I
were like,
I can't remember
can win
if
this
the
game.
Giant yeah. Burger sponsored, if the Giant Drive-In sponsored a team or not there in Lake Grove.
God.
Zippy's Pizza and Newberg Steel getting texted in.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Vancouver Funeral Chapel.
Yes. Put that on a hat. We're coming back from the dead. We're going to.
Okay. What?
Century Market and Old Country Kitchen, Westland
yep.
Champs.
Yep.
Got texted. Somebody said, did Dirt just say Semaphore? Are you talking about the old restaurant off of 17th? Yeah, Semaphore was one of my, I think I still have that jersey, actually. Randomly, my mom's giving me all my childhood things that she's trying to unload, and now I have to go through them.
Yeah.
And I think there's like random sports jerseys and things in there, and Semaphore used to sponsor our team.
In minors, your hat, so we were Western State Chiropractic College, our minor hats, you could put your nickname on the back. They would stitch it for you. And I didn't really have a great nickname at this point in my life. I should have just put my last name, because that's what everybody ended up calling me.
Right.
I put Bad Boy. I made the All-Star team that year, to be fair. I was a bad boy. Probably a Gold Glover. Center field. Robbed a couple homers.
It's one of those nicknames you just can't give yourself.
I know.
It's got to be earned. You got to be a bad boy to be called a bad boy.
Well, I think my coach ended up loving it. He only called me bad boy.
But how
boy.
Do you not? Like, put yourself in the spot of like a 35-year-old Little League coach, and a kid comes up. What's your nickname? Bad boy!
That guy would put in a massive dip and be spitting the whole game. Bad boy, get a hit here.
Skinny bastard calling himself bad boy. Go get a hit, bad boy.
Bad boy.
Oh, that's great. Well, that was fun. That was a fun walk down memory lane.
My only homer was off a kid whose nickname was Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Took him yard, baby.
Somebody saying, to be fair, that Swag, the Little League was not invented when Swag was a kid yet.
That's true.
That's a good point. Was it quite around yet? I don't know what they called it back then.
Of all the sports you didn't play as a child, I don't think baseball would have been in my
top. It was strictly because of the coaches. Because I mean, we would go just to the park and play.
You were scared. Didn't want to get hit by a pitch.
He's a stickball kid.
Nah. Stickball, yeah, in the streets.
The bats are too thick. I need streets and cars.
Ross Hollywood Chapel getting
there
texted
you go.
In majors, we were Meineke yes. Discount Mufflers versus Burgerville.
So Burgerville, good. Dude. We used to, the kudos thing so of good. Farms being Burgerville, our team. Win or lose, we always got to go to Burgerville and get free food after our games because
I think
of them.
We're a Rosewood Grocery sponsored a team.
Rosewood there Grocery. Now, do they still do this with kids' sports? I feel like they do.
No,
today.
They so. Don't.
Not
no,
as
they
much
don't.
Anymore.
I don't know.
No, they. So
what happened to the local companies well, sponsoring?
Because they've stripped down our youth sports leagues to AAU or, you know, these sponsored leagues, they don't have the companies jump in
to help create leagues anymore.
That's too bad.
It's unfortunate.
Biff's Seafood on Stark Street, been closed for years. That was our Little League sponsor.
Hell yeah.
S&J Chevrolet in Cornelius.
God, I wish I still had my Little League hats.
We did. I know this. As a station, we sponsored a Little League team last year.
1080?
We have for the last couple of years. 1080 The Fan.
Where?
And I think it's like Cleveland Little League.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong then.
Maybe we need a Dirt and Sprague sponsor team.
What are you rolling your eyes? You're the one that did the segment. He's rolling his eyes at us.
Longview Labor Union. Hey, Pinkgate. And would you do this for $5 million?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.